So you may have heard the thumbs up emoji is dead, as in not cool, don't do it. But hold up, we may be victims of clickbait, intended to stir up dissension between young and old, left and right. After someone dug up an old Reddit thread and presented it as gospel last week, elder millennial Jonas Downey read one of the articles and decided to see if his 13-year-old daughter's interpretation of certain emojis differed from his.
We sort of take it for granted. Thumbs up means thumbs up. And for me, like, the grimacing face just means like, erg, something bad is happening. It's very like straight the way that I interpret it. And my daughter does not. There's an additional layer of kind of like sarcasm.
His daughter hates the thumbs up, and she thinks the crying, laughing emoji is weak.
I don't know. It doesn't feel as expressive as other things you can use, like the skull face and the actually like sobbing emoji. I feel just have more personality than just like, haha.
So it's been bleached of its impact. So now they need something that has a stronger impact that's more outrageous or more over the top. So yeah, laughing to death, right? That's a great example.
That's Susan Herring. She's a linguistics professor at Indiana University who specializes in digital communication.
I think the battle here is really about the connotations of the emoji, the pragmatic meanings, and those are fluid.
Emojis are a part of modern language, and they can mean many things to many people all at once.
It's characteristic of what young people do with language. They're always generating new expressions and new words and new ways of speaking to distinguish themselves in opposition to other groups that are perceived as being out of it or square, as we used to say back in the day.
Now, a lot of young people online say they aren't that bothered by the thumbs up emoji. They've honestly got bigger concerns, but the conversation sparked by those clickbait articles like how people understand each other were real. I mean, we spent some quality time here at Weekend Edition working through this. Does my thumbs up bother you? What about the check mark? Why can't people just use their words? Do you think I'm being passive aggressive when I just say, okay? Not when you say okay, but when you say K, that's aggressive. It's not even passive. It was a can of worms for a hot minute. So bottom line, is the thumbs up emoji really dead? Professor Herring says,
that's a question for future linguists.
For now, at least, judging by our Slack messages today, we're keeping it alive. Sincerely, though sometimes sarcastically, which is just the way we like it.